All right, 8:50, WTIC Morning Show. Rayman and Joe D with you until 9 when Will Marotti sits in the power chair. Tonight, 10 Democrats on stage in Motown.
That's just a preview.
Yeah, the first of two Democratic debates. And with us to talk about it, Jennifer Harper. She's the columnist of the Inside the Beltway column for the Washington Times. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Jennifer, are you there? I can't hear her. Where is she? Jennifer, I'm sorry. I got a phone thing going here. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Great. Okay. Thanks for joining us this morning. So we've got 10 candidates up today, and a lot of people are expecting Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to be center stage and to be the two main combatants. But from the sounds of them, it's not going to be combatants. They're just going to try to throw out, old ideas or refresh those old ideas to seem like there's something new.
Well, you know, they're really in between a rock and a hard place because the media has certainly trumped up the idea, to use a phrase, that there's lots of do or die moments here, or there's anger. But when you get down to it, policy-wise, the Democrats have not articulated very much that's particularly compelling for voters. And the other thing that's really working against them, gentlemen, is that these shows, they're actually shows, not debates.
Exactly.
They're overproduced, they're overpackaged, and they tend to particularly neutralize any of the really real passion that a candidate should be displaying for the voters. And also, let's talk about the candidate just for a moment, too, because they are also overtrained. You have to remember in all these training sessions and with their strategists and their handlers, and they're kind of been overbranded. So, again, voters are looking for genuine, authentic stuff here, not the created things. So they've got a lot working against them.
Well, and I'm looking at, kind of the same situation with the Republicans last time around. And they're all there with their pat answers and all this, with the exception of one.
And he got elected.
I wonder if, you'd see a moment like that, because you're right. These guys are all scripted. I think it's, oh, dear Lord, don't let me make a mistake.
Yeah, well, I think there's always a chance for that. And I think certainly the handlers and the candidates themselves are praying for something like that. But again, we have the media has set the stage here, and everyone is saying, well, Joe Biden has declared that he's not going to be polite this time. Mm-hmm. And this is not natural for easygoing Joe. And in fact, it's become so predictable that right now there are not one but two online betting houses.
I knew it.
Well, they're taking bets about who's going to make what kind of mistake, whether the microphones are going to fail. And one is offering 50 different scenarios, the other 30. So it's going to be hard for them to make an impression on any of the voters, I think, at this point.
I kind of wanted to set up like the gay sex joke, but I wanted to set up like an NCAA tournament bracket.
Have a bracket.
And see who gets through.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing, I guess, Joe.
Yeah, and the thing about tonight, Jennifer, is you've got a couple of people up there like the mayor from South Bend, Pete Buttigieg. You've got Amy Klobuchar, who's been out there, Beto O'Rourke. I mean, these are three people who I think the other people who are up there today, besides Sanders and Warren. Look, let's be honest, they're trying to. I'm not sure what they're doing. Yeah. I think the three that I mentioned think they have serious chances, but they've got to get their names out there and they've got to do something to spark people's interest, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll probably see, again, some of the stuff the handlers have told them to do. And then again, we have to remember that all of these guys are professional politicians, except for maybe one or two of them, and they're used to these kind of scenarios. And they're used to going to state fairs and having an audience right in front of them rather than a bank of cameras. But, of course, I think we'll see some of these things. And whether or not they resonate with voters is really what we should be looking here, whether they do articulate some of the policy points from the Democratic Party. And we have this war going on within the Democratic Party itself between the squad and the establishment folks.
But, the fact is, it's the middle of summer, okay? People have got a million things to do. You're lying by the pool. You're down at the shore. You're on vacation. I mean, what's the point in doing this in July?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the timing is all off, and I guess it's because they have so many candidates. We have 20 who are actually allowed on the stage, but there's 24
still more
counting.
Yeah,
they're out there in the wings.
And here is some, I just found on Bovada.
What'd you get?
Here are some bets for tonight. So you know what, Jennifer, we'll give you $100 and you can bet. How many times will Donald Trump tweet during the July Democratic debates?
Oh, God.
The over is 12.5.
Yeah, well, you know, there's also one on there because I put this in the Beltway yesterday that they're also betting on how many times Kirsten Gillibrand is going to blink.
Wow.
So that's one of the debates there. That's what we're coming down to, whether or not this is a debate or entertainment.
How many times will Biden mention Obama? The over-under is 3.
I don't know.
I'm not a better, but yeah. I find it amusing, and I also find it interesting that they're making a little money here on this, too.
Oh, my God, yes, absolutely. And then tomorrow night, you mentioned Kirsten Gillibrand. People looking for sparks between former Vice President Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and that has happened before, and it's likely to happen again, although I think Kamala Harris is probably going to be somewhat more restrained, because once these moments of great passion get out there, they're very hard to retract. And there's also some word that Senator Cory Booker is going to be going after whether Mr. Biden is electable, and talking about some of his charges about institutional racism and so forth. So I think those are probably two of the arguments we could watch for would be Booker, and Kamala as the night drags on.
Just a larger question. You've been in D.C. for a long time. Did you bring the column over from U.S. News?
No, this is a column that's kind of a heritage column with our news organization. It's been around.
I've seen it a million times.
Yeah, well, it's been around for about coming up on like 4 decades. I'm the third person to write it.
Oh, wow. Well, Jennifer, that is a legacy.
Just a quick question here, and we'll let you go. But, I mean, you know, the larger question is here. You got 20 people that are going to make the stage. You have another how many that are going, you know, what's his name, the guy from California, Tom Steyer. You got a bunch of other people that are running. And, you know, why do you do this? I mean, look at the odds. So why are these guys even up there?
Well, you know, I think there's probably two things there. One, it will advance their career that they may or may not have right now. And two, a lot of them are looking, if the Democrats do win in 2020, folks, well, brace for that. But also, they're looking for a place in the new administration. They'll say, oh, yeah, I remember him in the debates. He was a valuable entity to have.
He said something mean to me. I don't want him. He's
done. Exactly.
And the other thing is, I suppose, these guys will stay in until the money runs out. That'd be my guess.
Well, I think that's probably the wisest answer this morning.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate your time, and we'll be looking for your reporting on the Inside the Beltway column in the Washington Times.
It's my pleasure, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Forgot to ask her if she's having a viewing party tonight, having people over. There are people that are doing that, you know, having all their friends
over. Are they Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats. Well, I mean, you know, I think if you're a hardcore Democrat, you are going to be watching this. You know, because, okay, it's where you're interested.
And it's on, by the way, if you're looking.
Where?
If you want to scoot away from Shark Week or the finale of The Bachelorette, it's on CNN.
Well, this is kind of Shark Week for them.
And this is interesting. Dana Bash, who's really good, their chief political, Tapper, and Don Lemon, who's the guy who always sauced on New Year's with Brooke Baldwin on New Year's Eve.
Got to bring
New
Kathy
Orleans.
Griffin then.
Well, yeah. That was,
of course, they severed their tie with her, I guess. Yeah.